Hello, everyone. It is Tyler Bryden here on a Saturday afternoon, February 17th, 2018 at Innovation Works. I did a little bit of stuff this morning, but wanted to pop into the office here this afternoon and just sort of continue this habit of creating, taking some time to myself and putting some content out there and, trying to address some things that I'm thinking about. And I think, really realistically, the world in general. And it was a big week. It was a big week with what happened in the world, and one of the main things that people are talking about, and rightly so, is what's happened down in Florida here. And obviously, if you didn't see it, it was another mass shooting. There's been a lot of them lately, and a lot over the last seemingly 5 years that just keep cropping and popping up every several weeks here. And so what's really interesting about this instance in particular is just how much the conversation has been about mental health and mental illness. And I think I think that's a really important thing, but I think that's also a stark contrast when we see someone who isn't an immigrant, isn't dark, or part of a religion that isn't inherent in our country, and not really an extremist. And I think it's really interesting to see the play of when it's sort of a normal American person who or someone considered a normal American person commits a crime like this, that the conversation is a lot different than if it is an immigrant, or if it's someone who has been radicalized by radicalized by Islam. And just to see the discourse of it, the reaction from both sides. And I think I think that's saying that both sides, I think, is one of the big problems that we're facing, is that we've made this a very binary sort of system and world that we're living in. And so, of course, we've got the right side who they want to keep their guns, they want to have guns, they think they think people are trying to take their guns away, and they want it for protection, they want it for safety, and they want to be okay if something happens, something breaks down, that they know that they've still got defense. And I think that makes a lot of sense. I think we're living in a pretty volatile world, and it seems to continue to be that way. And so for me, that I get that. I get that understanding that you want to be able to protect yourself, especially when it seems like, maybe the people who are supposed to be protecting you, or the people who are have a little bit more control in the world, aren't really doing a good job of that. And so I really do see that side. And, I consider myself, very sort of independent of, obviously, I'm not American, I'm Canadian. But I see myself sort of very independent of sort of this two very binary systems we see. And of course, the other side we hear are, people who, don't think people should have guns. And, this is me trying to put it in that binary place. They don't want to have guns. They think guns are dangerous. If you have guns, the risk for something happening like what happens in Florida goes up. And of course, I mean, I agree with all of that side as well too. It makes perfect sense. Statistically, you have a bunch of damn guns, there's probably going to be a bunch more shootings. And we've seen that, it's not a debated thing anymore. Statistically, if you lower the amount of guns in a country, the amount of shootings will go down, less people will be hurt, and less people will die. And I think the fact that this binary system that we've put in has made us overlook those facts is just so crazy. And so the discussion that really what has seemingly come up from this week's events, and I'm going to call this shot through the heart, because it was Valentine's Day when this happened, a day that's supposed to be about love, about connection, about sharing time with someone that you enjoy spending time on. We had something like this, and it's really I think a representative of the state that we are in as a world right now. It's pretty it's pretty hectic, it's pretty divided, and these days that we should be celebrating are turning into these, obviously a horrible tragedy here, where we've seen, at least 17 people dead, and, young children. We've seen a story about, this teacher who, dedicated his life to these students, and, lost his life doing that. And, it's really disappointing to see when when you're supposed to be having days like this, something happens. And, you know, what that, you know, what that discourse and what that discussion has been about has been about, you know, has been about mental health. And I think one of the big things that we've seen that's been different in this story is with this Cruz character who went and did this, is that he had a dramatic history where the signs were very obvious. He, you know, been expelled from school. His own mom had called the cops on him because of his violent outrages. He had a reputation in the school. He was posting, you know, comments on Reddit and, you know, sharing pictures of guns on his profile on Instagram. And the signs were there. The FBI, you know, FBI has got tips about this guy. He received over 20 sort of tips and calls that, you know, that there was something wrong with this kid. And so I think rightly so, this conversation has shifted into, of course, gun control. And I think that is, you know, to me, I mean, for myself, and I think for a lot of people, it's just common sense. Well, why can, you know, how old is the kid? 17 years old, like, pop up with an AR-15 after he's had a history of mental illness and be able to buy an AR-15, a semi-automatic rifle, and you know, plow down 17 of his own classmates. You know, get that out of there. You know, why would we continue that? Why would we have that as part of our society? Why does anyone really need an AR-15? Why does anyone need a semi-automatic rifle? I get why people want to have guns to protect themselves instead if it gets to a dire situation, but you don't need a semi-automatic rifle that's going to put a hole in, you know, a whole family. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, what are those other discussions that need to take place? What are those other things that need to happen? And I think that's where it's come back to this, you know, mental health and mental illness. And there's been a lot of people talking about, you know, the fact that this new administration has actually lowered the standards for people actually accessing guns. And, you know, I think that's a really disappointing thing to take place. It doesn't make any sense, but I guess we can come to expect that from the current administration. And, you know, if we're not going to tackle it from the gun side, can we look at it from the mental health side? You know, as long as this NRA keeps pushing, as long as we have the current administration, as long as Republicans just will seem to, ignore facts that are, you know, sort of glaringly obvious for most people, we're going to have guns. I don't think guns are going to be leaving America. And we're lucky to be Canadian where, you know, people just don't generally enjoy guns as much. And then there's some pretty strict regulations on who can actually access them. But, you know, a big thing that I want to talk about, and one thing that, you know, obviously I care about with, you know, what I'm doing in my life and just from my own experience, is this mental health side of it. And, you know, something that I've been thinking about a lot and trying to see, like, you know, how could this be integrated? How could we play this out? Is, you know, this idea that, you know, mental health there should be a course or a class or a curriculum dedicated solely to that. And I think that that's something that we're completely lacking as a generation right now. We have, you know, we have math, we have science, we have, you know, even gym, like we have, you know, things about physical health, and we have practical, you know, things like math and science. But in reality, your mental health is one of those things that's going to have the biggest impact on your life, not just your happiness, but your success and your contributions to society. And so why would we not try to put that inherently into our education, inherently into what these kids are learning? To me, that's such a clear-cut thing, and something that, you know, we missed out on so much in the previous generations. We've seen, I'm a millennial, but the generation before us and the generation before us, they didn't talk about this stuff. They didn't know about how much, you know, if you had trauma in your childhood, that could come back and impact you later in life. And the fact that we're learning that stuff now, but we're not teaching it to kids, to people growing up when they're in that time when they actually need to learn this stuff, And really only getting them to address that if they get into a crisis state or they have, you know, they show up down at a school and kill 17 people. Like, those discussions don't happen. They shouldn't be happening then. It's not waiting till a crisis. This has to be preventative. And so, you know, what I would really, really want to see is a practical curriculum, and not just theory and talking about, you know, mental health and your feelings, but let's look at the science behind us. Let's look at it like a math class. Are there practical things that you can bring in about mental health? What are those coping strategies? What are those, you know, awareness pieces that you can do? So if you know that if you're having a problem, that you can address that. What are those communication channels and strategies that you can open up? These are all really important things. And I think, you know, from my own understanding, from my research, from talking to counselors, from talking to other mental health experts, when something like this happens, it's because they don't have the person doesn't have the capacity or the ability to deal with their current situation. And it, you know, if you have any sort of trouble, any kind of trauma, and I don't know enough about this kid, but in general, you need to have these coping mechanisms. You need to have these tools because, you know, if you're not aware about it when you're younger, as you grow up, you're going to be stressed out. You're going to have problems. You're going to see tragedy. You're going to be a part of tragedy. And when you can't deal with that, that's when the problems really arise. And you know, it sounds like, you know, this isn't, you know, it's a systemic thing. The school expelled this kid. Any support that he had, a lot of the human contact that he had before, even with his violent outbursts and his aggressive attitude, he lost that. And I know, maybe that it didn't seem like he was being that supported, but just the fact that he was there interacting with other people, and even if he was angry, he didn't like them, he was full of hate and violence, that's still a support system. And for him to lose that, it obviously puts him in a really tough situation. And I think that's where, you know, not having the ability to understand what that situation is, the processes he's going through his own mind, and having coping mechanisms or even an outlet to talk about that, it leads to a really dire, sad situation like this. And, it's not something that we want to see again. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, my big worry is that this is just going to keep happening. And when is it going to just keep getting worse before it gets better? Or are we just used to fairy tale stories where we think it's going to get better, but it's not. And we're not in a fairy tale. We're not in this, whatever your beliefs are. You know, if you're believing that we're being guided by the universe, there still has to be some personal accountability and action that takes place. And I think that's been a big part of this discourse this week of, you know, thoughts and prayers aren't enough. You need to have action. You need to make systemic changes. You need to introduce policies and law and legislation to make sure that these problems that we all know are there, that we're praying and hoping are get better, actually change. And until we all start to take action collectively, contribute to the world and the community that we're in, we're not going to have that change. And you know, what we have right now, these laws, and especially specifically down in the United States with these, like, they're out of date. You know what I mean? When they made these laws that you should have your guns and freedom to arm yourself, we didn't have semi-automatic rifles that were capable of, you know, killing hundreds of people. And there was a new Chris Rock special where he sort of talks about this, where they say, you know, if you, you know, they say a gun is just as dangerous as a knife. It's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. So a person with a knife could kill 100 people too, but the joke that Chris Rock sort of says is that if you are, if you're the 87th person who gets stabbed, you probably deserve to die because you can't get that far with a knife. You can't mow down 60 people in a short time period. You can't do that. And it's just not the same situation. And for them to compare that, for these talking points to have that and continue to use this excuse, it's really ridiculous. And to me, it's that such it's so obvious. If guns don't kill people, okay, there's your point there. People kill people. well, then we need to invest in people to get them to stop doing that. But you're not doing that. So how are we going to get people to stop killing people when you're not taking care of people? In fact, you're making it continually worse for them. That isn't going to make people better, and it's not going to make them use guns less as a tool to kill and hurt other people. It doesn't make any sense. And so I don't like that talking point. And I think that we're really starting to see through that, that none of these make any sense. And I pulled up this image from Trevor Noah's The Daily Show. It was sort of like the GOP mass shooting response translator. And so if they say, you know, this is an unspeakable tragedy, it really means this is a tragedy we won't speak about. When they say, you know, thoughts and prayers, it means you wouldn't criticize God, would you? And if they say, don't politicize this, which is something that has been said over and over again after the shooting, it means that the shooter wasn't a Muslim or an immigrant. These translations are so obvious to us, and yet it continues to, you know, repeat and repeat and repeat until, you know, we have to see more of this. We have to see more crying students on TV, crying mothers, people who have sent their kids to school and not have their kids come home. And, you know, it's just something I wanted to touch on today. I don't want to keep this too long, and I don't want to keep ranting and rambling on, but I just think it's so important to have these discussions, and not just have these discussions, but try to take some action about it. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, is what can I do here that actually contributes, you know, even just on a low level, to shift awareness, to bring these things into action, and, you know, stop this from repeating and repeating again. And so I don't have too much else to say today. But I'd love if, you know, if you're listening to this, if you take a couple minutes to listen to this, you know, what do you think we need to do? What other things are you thinking about this? What, you know, what past do you see of actual action that can make a real change in, you know, in our community, or just in people's perception in general? And that's something that I'm really interested in. And I just wanted to be a part of this discussion. You know, you see something like this happen, and, you know, we're getting desensitized to it, but, you know, you're reading about it, you're talking to people about it, it's the discussion that's taking place, and you want to contribute and be part of that discussion. And so, you know, I hope I put a couple things together here today. You know, not that fun to, you know, really come in on a Saturday and talk about this, and, you know, to see just the responses to it. You know, you see, you know, people like Betsy DeVos down in the U.S. who, instead of taking guns away, they want to arm teachers and get security guards outside the schools, and really, with the right education, with the right tools, with the right curriculum, we shouldn't have to worry about that. And I'm hoping that, you know, as this happens, as, you know, I'm sure, unfortunately, sadly, another event like this will happen, that we continue to have these discussions, that we continue to work towards change and a better world where no parent has to worry about sending their kids to school so they can learn and live a better life. So that's all for me today. Have a great weekend, guys. You know, if you listen again, shoot me a message. I'm always happy to, you know, not happy, but always want to chat about this stuff and be part of the conversation out there. So have a great long weekend. Have a great family weekend. Enjoy the time with those people that you love. I think that's really, really important right now. Thank you.